Welcome. This is a summary of the lesson, Assessing Procedures and Assessment Criteria. Let's see what you were able to learn in this lesson. This lesson delves into assessment procedures and criteria within nursing education, emphasizing fairness, objectivity, and the importance of tailoring assessments to individual learning needs. It highlights the role of structured assessments in evaluating the competencies, performance, and development of nursing trainees. These procedures ensure quality training, help identify strengths and weaknesses, and support the achievement of legal and professional standards. The purpose of assessments is to provide a comprehensive understanding of trainees' skills, including professional, methodological, social, and personal competencies. They also serve as tools for quality assurance, feedback, and decision-making. Various methods such as direct observation, checklists, peer feedback, and theoretical or practical exams are used to suit different training objectives. These methods should be adapted to account for cultural differences, individual learning styles, and prior knowledge to enhance their effectiveness. Objective assessment criteria play a pivotal role in ensuring fairness and transparency. They minimize subjectivity by establishing measurable and comprehensible standards aligned with legal requirements and nursing practices. These criteria guide practical instructors in evaluating critical competencies such as technical skills, communication, and responsibility, while providing trainees with clear expectations and constructive feedback. Customizing assessments to individual needs is essential, particularly in diverse training environments. This includes considering cultural backgrounds, learning paces, and communication styles to foster a supportive and inclusive atmosphere. Constructive and culturally sensitive feedback helps motivate trainees, enhance self-reflection, and bridge learning gaps. Fairness and transparency are emphasized as cornerstones of the assessment process. Clear criteria, consistent standards, and open communication build trust and encourage trainees to embrace feedback and growth. Transparent assessments also prepare trainees for professional practice by teaching them to handle constructive criticism and evaluate their performance objectively. In conclusion, the document underscores the significance of well-structured, fair, and transparent assessment processes in nursing education. These practices not only uphold training standards, but also empower trainees to reach their full potential, ensuring their readiness for the complexities of professional nursing care.